So before we begin, I'll just say a little bit about what we're going to do tonight. So we're in a module, module 25, I think. It's called The Relaxed Mind, and this is a book by Kelung Rinpoche. So he was here a couple weeks ago in Newton Center, and some people got to meet him, and he gave two talks on this book. And we have, hi, come on in. Hi. And we have a teacher, Jim Rosen, that was trained by Kelung Rinpoche as one of the teachers to actually provide direct instruction on this book. And Jim was with us last week, and in 2 weeks he'll be back. Right now he's away at Whitby Island with Kelung Rinpoche for a special program. So I will be teaching this week, and Michael Fagan will teach next week. So the things I'll be doing tonight will not be specifically based on the book, although they're very much in conjunction with the book. So we have a basic meditation instruction that we give, and in a way, this meditation that I'll be working with tonight is even more specific in terms of working with the aspects of body, breath, and mind. So we'll be doing more of that. The idea this week, I'll be doing meditation instruction along with our sitting period, and we will have a break partway through, and then there'll probably be a little more instruction, and we could have a discussion at the end. We'll see how that all works out. Grant your blessing so that my mind may be one with the Dharma. Grant your blessing so that Dharma may progress along the path. Grant your blessing so that the path may clarify confusion. Grant your blessing so that confusion may dawn as wisdom. So 2 weeks when I taught, 2 weeks ago, I emphasized the mindfulness of body, and we did some exercises based on that. So today we'll begin doing more work on mindfulness of body. And then we'll move into something which is mindfulness of feeling, and we'll do a little work in that area. Or maybe we shouldn't call it work. We'll call it relaxation. So, so to begin, let's just take some deep breaths at your own pace. Just breathe. Feel your breath entering your body and leaving your body, and feel the expansion and contraction in your chest and abdomen. So we can begin with our eyes closed. And just let your shoulders raise your shoulders up, your shoulders way up, and rotate your shoulders around. Do some circles with your shoulders. Forward and back. And then the other way, back to front. Let your arms dangle by your sides. And forward again and back. And allow yourself to feel that opening in your chest as you raise up and open towards the back. Bring down your shoulders. And just let your arms come down with your hands. Start resting with your hands on your thighs for a moment. And feel yourself grounded. That's what we're doing here. Like a mountain. You're grounded on the earth. Your seat is like sitting on the earth. And the spine is erect with its natural curves. The mouth is slightly open. You can place the tongue at the back of the front teeth if you wish. That helps to relax the jaw. And check to make sure that your chin isn't jutting out, but it's tucked in, you could say, not down. Don't drop your head down, but allow the chin to come in a bit so that your your spine is in alignment. And remember that gravity is your friend. If you are upright as best you can be, depending on what you need for your own body, that gravity will be your friend rather than pulling you off center. So find that spot where you feel some relaxation and some alignment. So the first part of this practice, the emphasis again is mindfulness of body and breath. So we'll be working with our eyes closed to start. If you need to open or want to open your eyes, you can open them and look towards the floor or keep them closed. So feel the breath come in. And you can, if you wish, you can put your hands on your abdomen and just really connect with that feeling of the breath coming in, expanding. And when you breathe out, contracting. And if your mind wanders off, come back and you can place your hands wherever it's comfortable. But remember holding that mind, your mind, to actually the feeling of the breath coming in and out. the breath is not separate from the body. Together. It's the mind and the breath and the body are together. And if your mind wanders off, gently bring it back to that feeling of the rising and falling in your body. The second foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of feeling. And we'll start with the feeling having to do with sensations of the body, which is a bridge here. So you might feel your hands where they're resting. There may be a feeling of softness or warmth. And feeling now becomes our object of meditation. Feeling in the body. Feeling the feet on the floor. The thighs on the chair or on a cushion, the pressure against the back. Your seat, feeling seated, the contact, the buttocks with the chair or cushion. If your mind travels off, bring it back to your feeling in your body, whatever contact point you have, or perhaps there's a pain. Can you just be with that, or move if you need to, but mindfully pay attention first before you move? if you lose your train of thought in terms of paying attention to your body, then always come back to your breath. Feel your breath and the movement of the breath through your body. So we'll just be standing. You can stand up and stretch. We won't be doing walking meditation. We're just going to just take a break by standing and be aware of your body as you move and pay attention to what areas might need to feel stretched and do whatever feels right for you. If you need to use the restroom, you may do so. If you need more room, you can go to the back or to the side. Thank you. And when you're ready, just come to your place and find a spot and just stand for a minute in standing meditation. I don't know if it's better on the floor or the cushion, wherever you feel the most balanced. Feel your alignment. You can bend your knees slightly. Take your seat. In mindfulness of feeling, beyond working with sensations in the body, we also can work with the feeling having to do with emotions. And that has to do with actually noticing the texture of the emotion and letting emotions come into our practice and feeling them fully, both pleasant and unpleasant, whatever arises, not rejecting or not making more and more story about it. But basically what we're doing is distinguishing between the storyline, that's your mental commentary, of the emotion that arises, and the energy or the feeling. So mindfulness of feeling is actually experiencing the feeling of the emotion. You could say, instead of running away from it, or you could say, for instance, with anger, pushing it away, or with feeling particularly proud, drawing it forward. And it's really about feeling the energy or the texture of the emotion, but dropping the story that goes along with it. So in this part of the meditation, we want to work with whatever emotions arise. And we could start with a pleasant emotion, perhaps a feeling of being praised or being appreciated or a joyful feeling. Whatever arises, if you can bring up a situation that has some emotional impact and sit with it for a bit and see if you can be with the feeling, the feeling of the emotion. And if you lose the focus, you can come back to the body and ground in the stability of the body. Come back to the feeling of the breath. Now we'll move to unpleasant feeling. Bring up an emotion or a feeling, something that could be disturbing or upsetting. Or something that threw you off perhaps today. Or a reaction of anger or frustration. Wherever there was an unpleasant feeling that arose, and there may be a story along with it. So let it come up and just be with that and see if you can drop the story, the storyline, and feel the energy that's there underneath that, and meet and make friends with that energy. Mindfulness of feeling. now drop the investigation into unpleasant feelings and come back to feeling the breath in the body. Come back to the stability of the body and feeling grounded in your seat, on your cushion, on your chair. And now briefly bring up another situation that was difficult or unpleasant. And this time, as you're working with the energy of it, as you drop the storyline, watch the arising, dwelling, and ceasing of that emotion or that feeling. Can you watch it come up? Can you watch it continue and then disappear? Let go. Come back to your breath.